Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
There are a lot of people counting fewer blessings this Thanksgiving because they're feeling bitter about being required to work. Black Friday is cutting into the turkey more and more as stores open on Thursday trying to get a leg up on sales. And now there's a grassroots effort to organize an employee walkout at Walmart. Jason Greer is an employee and labor relations expert, and he joins us now to talk about what's happening at Walmart, for example. Jason, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's the latest that you're hearing, and what's the probability that this could actually happen?
Very high probability, especially in the Maryland area and the D.C. area. It looks like the United Food and Commercial Workers has done a masterful job at really organizing Walmart employees and even building up some public sentiment around what they consider to be unfair working conditions for the employees.
So these employees are not members of a union, but there's a union backing them, you're saying?
Right. They're not members of a union. But what generally happens is wherever there's a Walmart, especially a Walmart Supercenter, there are usually grocery stores around the surrounding area. Well, a lot of grocery store workers are members of unions, especially United Food and Commercial Workers. So what they're essentially doing is they know how to speak the lingo. They know what these employees are going through because they've been through the same situations. And they're really tapping into that employee's sentiment and really driving this.
Are you really seeing it that localized? I mean, from Maryland and D.C.? Where else is it popping up?
We're definitely seeing it happen around the California area. I think California had a big walkout a couple months ago. It seems like they're really going out of their way to tap areas with high demographics, big cities where they can get maximum bang for their buck.
Walmart's huge, right?
They are huge.
What kind of an impact could this really have on a company that size?
Black Friday, you know, let me say this. Walmart is different than, say, your average mom-and-pop store, where if Walmart does not have as good of a turnout for Black Friday as they normally have, they're going to survive. The problem is they don't want to go through that because there's so much more competition these days than there was in the past. So if these employees are successful, I mean, I'm hearing things.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I think Target, which is also planning on opening early on Thursday, I think.
Right.
But they're also having some pushback from their employees.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see how Target handles that because right now, I think with the big retail stores, they're hoping that all the focus stays on Walmart. So, and that there's no ripple effect. But now you actually have Target employees who are saying, I don't want to work on Thursday. If Walmart's not going to work, I'm not going to work.
Okay, so for our listeners who are planning on their seasonal outing with their family members, they usually do it at, you know, at midnight, let's say.
Sure.
But they were going to go at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving or whenever these stores were going to open.
Right.
What might they expect when they get to these stores?
You might expect to see, especially in that area, you might see employees who are standing outside, whether they're holding picket signs or just basically trying to generate some interest.
Employees who might not have been scheduled for that day,
supporting
their coworkers.
Supporting employees who are currently working. Or you might actually see, and I've seen this happen in some situations, not nearly as big as this, where you'll have an employee who reports to work, and they just decide to make a statement, and they just stop working and just walk out.
Can I just play the devil's advocate for a moment? I mean, there are a lot of people who have to work on Thanksgiving. I believe I will be here.
Sure,
but,
sure.
You know, and in this day and age when so many people are looking for work and it's hard to find a job and you appreciate having a paycheck, what leg do they have to stand on?
What a wonderful point. Not much. You know, if this happened, let's say this happened during the economic boom of the late 90s, I think you would have seen a lot of public sentiment coming their way. But it's very difficult for people to take a look at retail workers. And when I say retail workers, I'm saying that their job is predicated upon being available during heavy holiday seasons because people want to buy stuff. And for those folks who can't afford a Thanksgiving turkey, for those folks who can't afford, you know, the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip for little Jimmy on Christmas, it's going to be very difficult for them to sympathize with people who have the option of working and making money.
Right. Jason Greer, a labor relations expert, thank you so much for joining us and talking about the possible walkout at Walmart or maybe even just a protest.